It's your birthday, Daddy. We're in the Glenbuck. And we're full blown. So what a lovely day.
It's great, isn't it? Your daddy's excellent so far, isn't it, John? All five.
You're part one.
Am I part one, part two, and part three? Or are you going to do a monologue when you get home?
No, I'll grab other people. Oh, basically, sorry. I was forgot. It was blowing me up. I forgot I was meant to do it.
Obviously.
I was meant to blend it.
You weren't going to get very far with me talking about the match from the off, or did you want me to pretend we were in town at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
No, I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to pretend it was closer to the end of the game than what it is now.
It's what time are we on? We're on about 8:30, aren't we? I enjoyed it. I liked that it was different, and it's a bit weird, and I don't know whether it's just how my day was or how I feel about football, but I don't feel like I walked out the ground having done 10 rounds with Mike Tyson, which is sort of what you felt like in the last few years in that kind of game. You feel like there'd be people throwing themselves on grenades and teams would like maybe exploit a gap and you go full throttle and your adrenaline would be up, but I didn't feel like that. I felt like we were in perfect control for the majority of it. We limited them so well to not having a great... They had one real chance and scored, I think, didn't they? And it was a bit annoying how they played through us, but I was really pleased with it. And it's especially when it was the whole, oh, you haven't played anyone good, and then which came on the same weekend, funnily enough, where one of the teams you played, Manchester City, need a 96-minute week winner, and the other one is Arsenal getting beat 2-0 by one of the teams you played. So maybe this whole you haven't played anyone good is not quite right, and I feel like we showed quite a lot today. I'm really happy with it.